Sorry about last week. It was rough. Cheers for the friends who reached out. Well, friend. I told you no one listens to this anymore. It's my unconventional life. Just about. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately. To front only the essential facts of life. And see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So yeah, things really hit breaking point last week. Amelia waking up at 5 a.m. crying, Harry unable to calm her down, me not answering my phone as I forgot to put the ringer back on, and Harry saying a lot of things out of emotion that can't be taken back. And then things moving on. I don't know how things are going to be in the future, next week, let alone next month, but for now, Harry has calmed down and put things in perspective. If there is a lesson to be learned, perhaps it's to not let things people say upset me quite so much or so easily. Realize, even if I don't, people often do say things that they don't really mean, or at least they won't mean forever. Even with the tiny amount that I recorded last week, I still had to edit out a couple of sentences that made me sound on the verge of suicide. How I was on the verge of breaking down and didn't know how much longer I can do this. I finished Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning last week, and there's lots of things to take away from it. He talks about suffering well as being a way to find meaning in life, but only when facing a fate that cannot be changed. If you suffer a situation that you can change, that's just masochistic. So again, it's that deal of finding out what you can control and what you can't, what you're responsible for and what you're not. He also talks about what he calls paradoxical intention, whereby fearing something, worrying about it happening, paradoxically brings that thing into being, like manifesting, I guess. Tick. Seems I've done that. Perhaps. Or perhaps I just see stuff coming. But also, he talks about hyperintention, how wishing for something so much actually makes the wish ultimately impossible. I don't know. My friend and I were discussing nicknames for me, though, like Lying Dave, Drunk Dunk, or My Cheese Phil, and Neurotic Nigel seems to fit me perfectly. Definitely in my genes to worry. But Frankl says if you can learn to laugh at yourself, then you're on the way to self-management, maybe even cure of neurosis. And there are moments when I can step back and smile ruefully at the ironic absurdity to so much of my life. But I guess the breaking point comes when life becomes miserable 80% of the time. In the time since her last flare-up, Arias seemed far more rational, and our relationship, while still maintaining a platonic distance, doesn't feel quite so awkward and difficult. If I'm honest, there is still some deep-seated resentment towards her, as much I'm sure as she still feels towards me, but perhaps in time that'll fade and we'll be able to see the other side better, with kindness and understanding. I think, Again, perhaps, when we see each other with Amelia, we see love so clearly, and through that we can base our parenting relationship. I don't know. Our ideas of love perhaps diverge. But ultimately, I don't think that matters. When I see Erie with Amelia, seeing the devotion to Amelia's health and well-being, it fills me with a glowing happiness. At points I can see, and even desire, us with another kid. Even if after short retrospection I realise that there are many reasons it's not a good idea at all. I did go to another non-monogamy meetup this week, which was really nice, if for no other reason than getting back into that community, being heard and understood. I think it'll be a long, long time before I date or have sex, because I really don't have time to do the former. And to be honest, joking to friends that I'm just going to put my dick in a box under my bed doesn't really feel that far from the truth. But then I've always had a penchant for self-deprecation. But to get back to Viktor Frankl, to suffer life's unavoidable stresses well provides a meaning to life. Well, it's one way. So whatever happens moving forward with Erie as parenting partners, and if I ever do get my dick box back from under the bed, I can have meaning by how I handle everything that comes with it. I can't change how Erie or anyone can act. Not for nothing. I need to not be ashamed of being unhappy sometimes. It's okay. Frankl wrote about that too, the have a nice day attitude that seems pervasive in American life. Like the goal is to always be happy. And in a professional setting, perhaps that's necessary. I don't know. But on your own time, be who you want. And it's okay to feel down sometimes. It's when you judge it and feel guilt about it that it becomes a spiraling thing. I think that's mindfulness. Don't know. Either way, I moved this week, and with it comes a wave of a new start, or chapter, to my life. Now, just because this week has had some positive glimmers of hope, doesn't mean things won't get back to where they were at their worst last week. But I just hope that I can handle the swings of life better. Not to be always happy, but to be better at accepting those swings and to be at peace. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello again, my friend. It's been quite a while, and I've been out alone with the sea. Now I see you. I haven't visited your shore in quite some time.